Community Focus has been brought to you by the Crum Agency, providers of MIMIC Insurance. Their telephone number is 734-254-1976, and they are online at krummagency.com.
You're listening to the station focusing on the Plymouth-Canton community. This is Community Focus on 88.1 The Park.
This is Community Focus here on 88.1 The Park at 545. I'm Amanda, and I am talking to Miss Laura Mortier, the director at the Block Youth and Teen Center in Canton.
So, what is the Block Youth and Teen program?
It is an after-school program for both residents and non-residents of Canton, and we pick up students from their middle schools and high schools after school, and we shuttle them to our facility. And at the facility, we have foosball, air hockey, pool, a computer lab, a cafe. We run daily programming such as art club, teen TV, yearbook class, cooking classes. And the kids can just kind of hang out and meet kids from other schools and, you know, develop themselves and, you know, build new skills with the different programs we have to offer.
What is the yearbook club?
It is an opportunity for kids to take pictures of the different events that we have and kind of write little stories about them, and then they're putting them together so that at the end of the year we have like a very little yearbook that kids can purchase, you know, from the time that they've spent at the block for the past year.
Oh, that's so cool. What is one of your favorite memories that have been in the yearbook?
This is actually the first year that we've done it. We started all of these new programs free with the after-school membership. So this year is the first time we're doing teen TV and art club and all of that stuff. I'm pretty excited to see what the first edition will look like.
What does BLOCK stand for?
BLOCK stands for Building Leaders Out of Canton's Kids.
Okay. What programs does the Teen Center offer?
Every day from 4:30 to 5:30, something different is going on. Monday is the yearbook. Tuesday is art classes. Wednesday is teen TV. Thursday is right now piano, but we're switching to karate. Friday is glee club. And then on Tuesday nights and Thursday nights, Tuesdays is cooking class and Thursdays 3-on-3 basketball.
What is teen TV?
Teen TV, we've partnered up with Canton Community Television, and we come over to the Summit to the cable studios once a month, and we record our own news segments. So different things that are going on, do-it-yourself projects, upcoming events at the block. They interview different staff members, so that's kind of, you know, their own show, and it's posted on the block Facebook page, and, you know, we watch it at the facility as well.
How long has that been going on for?
That's new since September. So far, September, October, November, and December have been the four that we've had.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
That's awesome.
Well, thank you.
What is the incentive program?
The incentive program is a way that our teens can build points for doing things at the facility. So if they go to one of the programs, they build points. If they're caught like doing a good deed, if they're caught doing their homework, they can build points. And then they turn in their points. They can cash them in for different prizes, something free out of the kitchen. It could really be anything. And then at the end of the year, the top 25 kids with the most points are going to get a free trip to Michigan Adventure.
What kind of prizes are offered?
We have like black t-shirts that they cash points in for. Any of our activities that cost money, they could cash in points for that so they don't have to pay. We've had an ice cream social where they can cash in points for that. So,
what is Teen Night Out?
Teen Night Out is on Friday nights, and it's from 6:30 to 10:30. And every Friday, it's something different, and the cost varies depending on what it is. So it could be we could stay in and do like a movie night, and it could be somewhere like $5. Or we could take a mini field trip to like laser tag, and that might be like $7. But none of them are more than $10.
What's been your favorite Teen Night Out?
My favorite Teen Night Out is usually the prom, which happens at the end of the year. So it's just like a mini version of a prom. We have it at the Summit on the Park, and the kids can get dressed up. We kind of have a fancier dinner, and it's just an exciting end-of-the-year tradition.
Who can go to prom?
Anyone, really, as long as they fall in the ages of 11 to 17, and we have an emergency contact form on file, anybody's able to come.
That'll be nice, especially if you don't want to wait all the way till senior year.
Yes, exactly. Yep.
If you're just tuning in, this is Community Focus here on 88.1 The Park with me, Amanda. I'm interviewing Miss Laura Mortier, the director of the Block Youth and Teen Center in Canton. We were just discussing what different programs are offered at the Block Youth Center.
What does your summer camp offer?
Our summer camp offers all week long, Monday through Friday. We're open from 8 to 6. and different weeks are themed. We take a field trip every Friday, and then throughout the week there's different activities and games and crafts and whatnot that go along with that theme. And right now we're actually in the midst of planning all of that, so I don't have like concrete activities quite yet.
That makes sense. Yep.
So how does the Block Center help teens?
I think it's just like a really overall safe place for them to come, but also safe in the means of they can kind of be themselves. We just have like a really, really great group of kids that come, and they get to try things that they might not necessarily get to do at school, and just a really place to grow and to be themselves.
So as director of the Block Center, what do you do?
Yeah, I'm the director there. My specific title is a youth recreation specialist. But what I do is kind of manage the staff, the schedules. I do kind of a lot of behind the scenes, like paperwork and reporting. But then I also make sure I get to the center at least 3 times a week, because I like to be there with the kids too and build relationships and have everybody know who I am and be visible there. So I also take shifts there as well so that I can be a part of the team.
Oh, well, thank you so much for doing that.
Oh, thanks.
What other staff members are there, and what do they do?
I have a staff of about 13 people, and they are titled Teen Services staff. Some of them are supervisors, so they kind of manage the staff if I'm not there, any issues that arise. And then the rest are just like our counselors is what we call them. So they pick up the kids from school, shuttle them different places, put on all of the activities that we have. They really are the heart and soul of the program because they make it run every day.
And that concludes another community-focused interview with me, Amanda, here on 881 The Park. I just interviewed the director of the Block Youth and Teen Center in Canton, Ms. Laura Mortier.
Community Focus has been brought to you by the Crum Agency, providers of MIMIC Insurance. Their telephone number is 734-254-1976, and they are online at krummagency.com.